ॐ अज्ञाननिबन्धस्य धनाञ्जनासलाकया चक्षुर्निमितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोदीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं विपाकरामायणं ददाति स्वापरन्तिकम्। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रसादिने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यवेशकारिणे पञ्चकौपतिभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैः च पठितनां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Today's ceremony has been somewhat divided because the arrangements for the prayer ceremony have been made outside. But generally, we begin, or Srila Prabhupada would begin, by reciting a mantra, Om Apavitra Pavitra Va Sarva Vastam Kato Diva Yasmara Kundari Kasham Sadhyantra Dhala Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. And he explained that Om is a way of addressing the Supreme, Om Namo. That Om or Om Namo means surrender. And without surrender, one cannot make any progress in spiritual life, he said. You come into the material world in a mood of defiance of God, of rebellion against God. And therefore, to support our rebellion against God, we manufacture so many theories, such as, I am God, everyone is God, there is no God, God is loitering in the street, the poor man is God. We support our rebelliousness with different theories and speculations and so-called philosophies. And he explained, Om Apavitra Pavitra Va is two words. Pavitra means pure or liberated, and apavitra means impure or conditioned. But whatever situation we are in, whether we're pure, liberated, or contaminated and conditioned. If we remember Pundarikaksha, beautiful lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, we are purified within and without Antar and Maya. Antar, Srila Prabhupada explained, means the soul, liberated soul, and Maya means externally in the body. So in any condition, in any situation, whether in bondage or in liberation, one should remember Pundarikaksha. And then Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Because Pundarikaksha could be taken, one with beautiful lotus eyes, someone might think, my wife has beautiful lotus eyes. My child has beautiful lotus eyes. So to clarify whose beautiful eyes we should meditate on, it is said, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So this one who remembers, this point of remembering Krishna is crucial. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami quotes, Smartavya Satatam Vishnu, that all of the positive injunctions are fulfilled just by always remembering Vishnu or Krishna. And all of the negative prohibitions are fulfilled by never forgetting Krishna. So this is our whole process, whether we're conditioned or liberated, to always remember Krishna and never forget Him. And how do we do that? Srila Prabhupada quoted the example of Maharaj Ambarish. Sarai Mana Krishna Padaravindaya. His mind was always engaged in thinking of Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna. Pachamsi Vaikuntha Dhinana Vayana. Because he was always engaging his speech in glorifying Krishna. Akasi Krishna Namadi Namavat Van Indra Sevan Mukti Vijivado Svayam Eva Spiritya. If we engage in the service of Krishna, beginning with the tongue, Krishna will reveal Himself to us. Sri Prabhupada said, just like we see the deity, Krishna will reveal Himself to us. Speak with us, or pray with us. But we have to control the tongue. And we control the tongue in two ways. Speaking, we speak only about Krishna. And tasting, we taste only Krishna Prasad. It's very simple in principle. But in application, it takes effort and good association. But the activity itself is very simple. Just speaking about Krishna and nothing else. And just tasting Krishna prasad and nothing else. And so for that we need a good association. Maybe 3 days ago I heard a wonderful class by His Holiness Mahārāja Krishna Goswami Maharaj in Houston, in which he discussed the Bhagavad Gita verses, chapter 18, verses 51 to 53. And there's a list of items, basically do's and don'ts, what we should do and what we should not do. And so one of the items had to do with eating. And Mahārāja Goswami raised the question, can we offer pizza to Krishna? So immediately everyone said, yes! Yes, Prabhupada said anything that's prepared with love and devotion, you know, in any culture, it doesn't matter. If it's prepared and offered with love and devotion, Krishna will accept it. So then Mahārāja Goswami said, that's very good. So, how many of you prepare your own pizzas? Or is it just easier to order in? But then he said, it's not that difficult. Then he raised the question, does Krishna eat pizza in the spiritual world? Are we offering Krishna pizza because Krishna likes pizza? Or are we offering him pizza because we like pizza? But then he said about himself, personally, I'm not going to stop eating pizza. But I will only eat pizza prepared by devotees from scratch. And then it's all right. So these two functions of the tongue, tasting and speaking, if we can just control those two functions, Krishna will reveal himself to us. We will get Krishna's service. And he spoke that Śrīla Prabhupāda speak about the 10 offenses in quite some detail. We heard a brief version, and I don't think we have time for much more tonight. But I suggest everyone should hear this initiation lecture that Śrīla Prabhupāda gave in Los Angeles in 1968. He spoke about all of them, especially committing sin on the strength of chanting. He said that when you take initiation, you become free from sinful reactions, as we just heard. But you should not commit sin again. And the same point, that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful, stated in the scripture, that by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, one can destroy more, the reactions to more sins than one is able to commit. But if we think, oh, this is a very good arrangement, I will sin all day, and then the next morning I chant Hare Krishna and all the reactions will be nullified. And you compare it to the Christian practice of confession, that you go to the church and confess, and you get relief from your sinful reactions. But the idea is, then you should never sin again. But some people make it a business. They go to church and confess on Sunday, and then as soon as they come out of the confession box, they begin sinning again. So that does not work. Actually, that has a reverse effect. It's very bad. And inattention, Srila Prabhupada said very briefly, but full of deep meaning and realization, that the mind is always thinking of something. But when we chant the holy name, we shouldn't be thinking of something. Then he said, well, you can think about Krishna. That's all right. But then he apparently sort of considered how the mind works. You start thinking about Krishna, and then pretty soon you're thinking about something else. And then he said, but then the safest is that you just pronounce Hare Krishna, and you just listen to the sound of Hare Krishna. That will be the best. So again, the instructions are very simple. There's nothing that Srila Prabhupada said or that I've said that a child cannot understand. But it's the application. And that's up to us. But, and it is related to association. But that's also up to us to seek that association, to place ourselves in the association that's favorable for always remembering Krishna, never forgetting him, for speaking only about Krishna and nothing else. Tasting only Krishna prasad and nothing else. So, so that's general for everyone. Several times, Srila Prabhupada said, you know, especially the initiates, they should be very careful. Speak only about Krishna, taste only Krishna prasad. But then he said, actually, this is for everyone. It's not just for the new initiates. And he said that, you know, Maya is very strong. And if we're not always careful, even we may have been initiated for many years, but if we're not always vigilant, Maya can capture us. And therefore we always have to be careful, always have to hear the philosophy again and again, even if we think it's the same philosophy we've already heard so many times. But we have to hear it again and again with an open heart, in the mood to absorb the instructions and follow them. Now, regarding second initiation, second initiation is built upon first initiation. The one is steady in chanting the minimum requirement of 16 rounds and following the four regulated principles. then one can get second initiation. And at that stage, one is supposed to be on a spiritual platform. Mantra yoga vyabhisharine bhakti yogena sevasa sadhanam samachitaitvam brahma vriyaya kalpa. That one who engages in unfailing devotional service comes to the level of Brahman. And Krishna is the supreme Brahman, so we should be on the Brahman platform to serve Brahman, serve the supreme Brahman. And if we fall from that platform, or deviate from that platform, then we're not considered eligible to worship the deity. It happens by chance that one does have a little fall down or a little deviation. And one should excuse oneself from deity worship. Because you cannot serve Brahma unless you're on the platform of Brahma. So it is very auspicious, and I'll just mention the conclusion of Prabhupada's talk, because it was really very heavy. It was actually very heavy. And, I was feeling the weight of it. And then suddenly, and it also gave me a sort of a clue as to how Srila Prabhupada conducted the mission and how he inspired all the devotees. Then suddenly, Jayananda Prabhu came in the room. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, Jayananda has come." And then he said, "He looks just like Lord Chaitanya." Lord Chaitanya was also very tall, well-built, and fair-skinned. He looks just like Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya wore this saffron cloth. So this saffron cloth looks very good on fair-skinned people. And then he said how recently he had awarded sannyas to one of his disciples in India at the Radha-Damodar temple. He was American, he had fair skin, and Prabhupada was saying that he looked so good in the saffron cloth. So, as if he had come from Vaikuntha. And actually, it is a fact. And then he said how all the local people of Vrindavan were coming and offering obeisances to him, because of his fair skin and his saffron, Vaishnava dress. And like everyone, listening to that, it's like drown in an ocean of bliss. Just hearing how Prabhupada was, appreciating us and seeing us in a spiritual way. And then it's like all that heaviness, not heavy in a bad sense, heavy in a good sense, but heavy with instruction, is like, and Prabhupada himself was laughing, he was just like enjoying it, like just how all the Brajavasis were coming and offering obeisances to the new sannyasi and worshipping him, and even they were looked just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada was really enjoying it. It was like being in the spiritual world. And certainly Prabhupada was in the spiritual world all the time. And when we were with him, we also felt, you know, we're in the spiritual world. But he would also remind us that we are also in the material world, and we have material bodies, and we have to be very, very careful so that Maya doesn't grab us. But if we just do what he says, Krishna will reveal himself and talk with us and play with us and dance with us. That is our goal, and it is possible if we follow strictly and constantly pray for the mercy of Śrīla Prabhupāda, Parampara, and the views. Hare Krishna. So now we will call the new initiates forward to take their vows and receive their deeds and new names. His grace Rasikendra Prabhu said that we should begin with the senior most. Now, I don't know who the senior most is, but he said that Chandra Prabha Agmani is the senior most. So, we will ask you to come forward, offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, and then let's offer to the sannyasis here. I don't think you need to offer to all separately, but one for all and all for one. One obeisance for all of them, and all of them will be for you. You know what I mean. Yes, so please come. Yeah, they used to do it like this. No, I'm just putting it here so it's convenient. Did you offer obeisances to the Vaishnavas? She's such a humble lady that we were corresponding that you can sit. Oh, you're not able to sit. No, that's okay, that's okay. She's such a humble lady. We had been corresponding a little, so we made an appointment to meet at the temple. So I was chanting japa in the temple and I never met her. And she was sitting along the side of the old temple, and she was also chanting japa. But I didn't know she was the person I was waiting for. And she didn't want to disturb me while I was chanting japa. I was chanting and chanting and chanting, and finally it was like quite late. And I thought, well, I guess she's not coming. So I left. And then, you know, I asked her what happened, and it came out. She came, but she didn't want to disturb me while I was camping. And it turns out that she's actually known to be very punctual. Devotees say that when she's initiated, her name should be Miss Punctuality Baby Doll. But she said actually she'd rather not get that. So, what are the four principles that you vow to follow?
No meditating, no gambling, no no meditative and no intoxication.
And how many rounds do you need?
16 rounds.
Good.
On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev and the Parampara, I am pleased to accept you as my duly initiated disciple. Henceforth, you will be known as Krishna Priya Devi Das. You should have. Well, anyway, she didn't allow that. Dr. David. What are the four rules that you allow to follow?
No meat-eating, drink fish and eggs, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. So about between 16, at least 16 rounds a day, and at least 25 in touch.
Alright. Dr. David is very involved in outreach in general, but book distribution in particular. And so, a name that had a connection to that activity seems appropriate. So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as my duly initiated disciple, and henceforth you will be known as Dayal Nithai Das. Nithai is always merciful by nature, but Dayal Nithai specifically means merciful.
Kindness, love, merciful,
Dr. Ravi. Dr. Ravi, I also have a special feeling for him because he's from Pakistan. And I would go to Pakistan. It's not an easy place. I mean, nowhere in the material world is easy. But Pakistan has special challenges that other places have. But anyway, now you're here. And, Dr. Ravi has an amazing ability to relate to all sorts of people. I mean, I was astonished myself, like all sorts, you know, different ages, different communities, different, you know, castes, colors, and creeds. He relates to them all, and they relate to him and encourages them in Krishna consciousness. So, what are the four principles?
You know, reading it, so efficient eggs, no gambling, you know, less of the communication.
Including?
Yeah.
They generally, the devotees would say, including coffee, tea, and cigarettes. But then when one disciple said that, Prabhupada said, this has nothing to do with you, it's just an anecdote. Just an anecdote. And Prabhupada added, and no LSD. And how many rounds?
15 rounds a day. And following Srila Prabhupada's great books.
Wonderful. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books and following his teachings. Yes, that should be for everyone. So, we have a Srila Prabhupada of the Guru Parampara. I'm pleased to accept you as my duly initiated disciple. And from this day forward, you will be known as Radha Vinod Das. Just play the esoteric meaning. The first syllable of Radha is Ra, and the first syllable of Vinod is V. But Vinod means like joy, pleasure, happiness. So it's a Sanskrit compound. It could be one who, takes pleasure in the association of Radharani, or one who gives pleasure to Radharani, and that's what we do as devotees: give pleasure to Krishna by giving pleasure to others. And helping them in Krishna consciousness, and by that way we also feel happiness. Bhakti Ganesh. So, what are the four principles that you vow to follow?
I won't eat no fish, no meat, no fish, no eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex. And I vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day.
In the old days, Jesus said, no, you know, eat, no eating meat, fish, or eggs, or onions, or garlic. But we're only taking Krishna prasad, so that it doesn't even have to be mentioned. It's not even a question. Hare Krishna. So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, please accept you as my initiated disciple, and henceforth you will be known as Gauranga Chandra Das. He always prays to Lord Chaitanya to help him to chant the holy names. I guess Anish, Bhakta Anish. So what are the four principles that you vow to follow?
No eating meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex.
And how many rounds?
Minimum 16.
Is there anything else you'd like to say on this auspicious occasion?
Yeah. I'd like to
second microphone.
I'd like to just mention that it takes a village to raise a child. Every person in this room has a special place in my heart. Even if I don't know you personally, you've done something for this temple, which has supported me for so many years, since I was very little. Growing up in Sunday school, the thing that used to be where this new temple is, to now and I'm grateful to all of you here in the Houston community. There's no place I would want to be in this temple and this association with you. And I'm grateful for everyone here. I also want to thank my parents and my family for giving me a good foundation and for always keeping me in a good association. With these Shishi Adamala, Shishi Gomita, Shishi Kutaji Tenshin, Kutaji Tenshin, Shishi Raji, Shishi Rana Kirigai, and Kosho Noma, and certainly also this whole institution of Shishi Rinde. I don't know why, but I feel a very strong connection to him. And I have for a long time. And when I was praying for a spiritual master and for guidance, I prayed to him and he sent me here. And I'd like to thank you for being so merciful to me. I feel like I really don't have much of a desire. But despite my lack of desire, despite my lack of motivation, I just know that eternally you're there. You can shelter and everyone speak that prayer for you, continue mercy, guidance, association. And I pray that I can dedicate my life in service to you.
Thank you. Thank you. When you were speaking about all the people who helped you, I thought of His Holiness Ramapad Swami, who couldn't be here in person because he had a prior commitment, but he did send a message. You know what you described? It happens. One devotee told me he was going for jury duty, and the judge came into the courtroom and said, "Turn off your cell phone. Anyone whose cell phone rings will be fined $50. As soon as she said that, her cell phone in her purse rang, and everyone cracked up. And she said, "All right, I'm going to pay $50 for my favorite charity, but turn off your cell phone." Okay, so I wrote Maharaj, and he wrote me back, and then he followed it up with a letter in the same vein addressed to Anish. And I will read the letter to Anish, which he sent me a copy of. Which Maharaj sent me a copy of. "Dear Anish, please accept my respectful greetings. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I really, really wish I had known ahead of time. Some time ago, I made a commitment to be in College Station this evening for university program. And I do not feel like breaking that commitment. As I shared in a shorter version with Giriraj Maharaj this morning, the Houston devotees hold a special place in my heart. For that reason, I have been visiting here regularly, steadily for nearly 30 years. Among the Houston devotees, the Houston youth are special. You all have been in my thoughts, my conversations, and my service for years together. Not only the visits to the Holy Dao. Amongst the Houston youth, you and your brother are extra special in my heart. This is a wonderful step you and Mohini are taking. You both have my fullest well wishes. Hare Krishna. So what? Oh yes, I was asking if you wanted to say anything more. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev and Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you. On behalf of them, as my duly initiated disciple, and henceforth will be known as Nila Madhava Das. As everyone in this room is Nila Madhava Das or Nila Madhava Dasi, but he's officially called Nila Madhava Das. Mohini. What are the four rules that you allow to follow? And how many rounds do you promise to chant? Mohini's biological parents are also devotees, disciples of Srila Kamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj. And she's an amazing teacher. When I first started to... Do you want to say something? Looks like you have something good to say. Really? You used to be your teacher, yes. Yeah, so I'm telling the truth. So yeah, when I met the children at one program, I asked them, you know, what's your favorite part of the week? And they said, Sunday. I said, why? Because we get to go to the temple. And I asked, and what's your favorite part of going to the temple? And they said, going to the Sunday school. I said, why? So, because we have Mohini as our teacher. And she tells us about Prabhupada. And because of her, we know about Prabhupada and we understand why we do the things we do. So now she's pursuing a career as a teacher. Again, I'm sure that anyone who comes in touch with her will get touched by Krishna Prabhupada. Do you want to say anything? Yeah. She said she thinks Anish said enough to me. She would have loved it. That's fine. So, yes, we have the Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. I'm pleased to accept you as my newly initiated disciple. And henceforth, you will be known as Madhuri Radha Dasi. Madhuri means the sweetest person. It's actually a name of Radharani, but another name of Radharani is Madhuri Radha. And yeah, by serving the sweet, you become sweet. Prabhupada said, by serving the great, you become great. By serving the sweet, you become sweet. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.